headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Ari with your 9 a.m. headlines.
In local news, it has been over a week of Queensland's limits around personal mobility devices and e-bikes. In that time, over 60 PMDs and bikes have been seized and 267 fines have been handed out. The first stage of these restrictions, which began at the start of July, required retailers to not sell e-bikes and e-scooters to minors. And in addition, these devices were not to exceed 12 kilometers per hour on pedestrian spaces. From late August, riders must be over 16 and have a driver's license, with exemptions for medical reasons or for children between 12 and 17 supervised by a parent. How to apply for the exemption has not been announced. However, Bicycle Queensland, the leading voice for community riding in the state, estimates around 100,000 e-bikes will need to be triggered out due to these restrictions.
Outback Queensland's machinery mile has grown, with four historic Caterpillar tractors arriving in Ilfracombe from the Queensland Museum. The tractors, including three from the 1930s and one from the 1950s, will become part of the town's open-air machinery mile collection once a new display shed is built. Run from the Ilfracombe Historical Society, the roadside museum features around 190 pieces of historic framing and industrial equipment stretching around 800 meters along the Lansbury Highway. The latest additions come from the collection of late earth-moving pioneer Bert Theses, with the Queensland Museum transferring a number of the historic tractors to regional museums across the state.
In national news, research from the Center of Policy Development has found that the typical worker's pay has not kept up with productivity growth in Australia for 30 years. The CPD's findings suggest that the gains from productivity growth has been increasingly been captured by businesses, and these findings raise questions about Australia's wage setting and bargaining institutions. Recently, the Productivity Commission found that there was no significant separation between productivity and labor compensation. However, stats from the ABS and international research suggest wages had fallen behind productivity.
Disability sector workers in Western Australia's Kimberley region have raised alarms over the NDS's watchdog failure to act on a number of serious safety complaints in the remote region. In 2024, a person receiving complex care at the Yada Care Services Supported Independent Living Group was visited by a care provider which had promoted an allegation of misconduct against the provider. While YCS has leveled the allegation shortly after, the complaint has still yet to be followed up on in any meaningful capacity. The care recipient needed a hospital-style bed with crash pads and specialty equipment, but was placed on a cheap bed with no warning monitor to alert carers.
In international news, Iran has launched attacks against U.S. military bases in neighboring Gulf countries following American attacks on southern Iranian provinces earlier in the week. While the U.S. reports that no major damage was recorded from the strikes, it has yet to comment as to whether it had continued strikes after Iran reported an American strike on the town of Bushehr. The ceasefire between the two countries lasted 3 weeks, and the Strait of Hormuz had reached 50% of pre-war levels before being declared dead by the U.S. president 3 days ago.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.